of there. Apologies to Octavius New. And any declaration of interest. There's one report there to be withdrawn, I think, in regard to outstanding debts. Mm-hmm. I did have an interest in that, but that report's going to be withdrawn. Okay, we'll move on. Like we said. Okay, the confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 18th of March, from the Moon, 17 hours. Councillor Walker, Councillor White, Mooney, all right, to the members. I'll put all in favour.
Aye, aye.
And the extraordinary meeting of the 1st of April. So I'd like to move that. Councillor Lockler, Councillor Mann. I will get the tongue untied shortly. Right, with no alterations or amendments, I'll put that all in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. Could I have a motion now to move into closed session? Councillor Fonda, Councillor Pearce. Carried. The first report there is the general minute. I'll put that in noted. Mm-hmm. In favour. Against, carried. The next one is the development application for the tourist and visitor accommodation.
Can you ask this, you can?
Thank you. For the workers accommodation. So this is, yeah, just part of our inland rail strategy and support for the project.
That's a number of years, certainly in the making, to get it to this stage.
Yeah.
And that certainly puts our community 10 steps ahead of the next one, because no one else will have an approved temporary workforce accommodation. I'll have to go through all this process. So I'm really pleased that they've got to this stage, and it's through considerable effort of staff and great consultation with the community that I think feels that we've got a well-known sort of outcome in this report. Chris Casey has just joined us and can answer any of the technical aspects of the assessment. Chris, I'll hand over to you, and you may wish to talk to the independent assessment and the process there, but given council is the applicant and the assessor.
Yep, through you, Mr. Mayor, thank you. So the DA was lodged late last year. Given that it's a council-related development, not only as the applicant but also as the landowner, so there's have a council-related conflict of interest policy, and as part of the DA, when it was lodged, there was a conflict of interest management statement that came in with that and was part of the exhibit of documents for the public to view, I guess to be satisfied that council was treating the assessment of the DA as with any other. So the main principles around that was making sure the assessing staff within my team were not part of those preparing the application. Any correspondence was through the formal planning portal. We did the 28 days of public exhibition, which under the EP&A Act was what was required, and coming to an open council meeting for determination. So that was the management measures in place, along with probably the key one was having a peer review undertaken by either an external body such as a planning consultant or an adjoining council. So Gunnedah Shire Council director over there undertook a peer review assessment at the DA. So in terms of the report that was they provided a report back of that peer review, summarising, satisfied in terms of the process that council had undertaken, all of the considerations that were given to the DA, and supported the DA coming through the determination.
Yes, is there any questions on that?
Mr. Mayor, extremely comprehensive.
It is, that. So the recommendation on page 16 there.
I'd like to
do that. Thanks, Councillor Pearce. And the second now, Councillor Mann. I'll put that. All those in favour?
No.
Again, carried.
We need a record.
Sorry. Can I record that as unanimous? Thank you, councillors. you still need to put the names in.
I will later.
Okay, right. Just checking up on it.
I won't forget.
There's a fair bit of work in this, isn't there? The scary thing is if you miss one of these.
So the construction segment for that project will be prepared by the applicant, would that be correct? Or the LEC?
Correct. Yeah, it's not our intention to build this. It's our intention to just have a land use approval so that then Neil and his team can now go to the marketplace and say, yeah, we want to build a temporary workforce accommodation. We've got an approved site. And that consent will be valid for 5 years until such time that, or until such time they commence works.
Has anybody shown any interest?
Well, we really haven't been on the. It's been a while since we've sort of actually gone out to pursue people. But that all changed with Goldwing and the Millpoint Wind Farm sort of progressing.
Yeah.
And in the rail in the next few years, it's scheduled to sort of progress a bit further as well. So you said they're on the front foot there.
Yeah.
Okay. Righto, we're moving on to the next report there, which was a response in regard to a question from Councillor Foran.
Yeah, through the chair, Councillor's report is straightforward, really. I'm just sort of I'd outline the costs and the opportunities of when the training course is on. So it's really, the recommendation there is really to gauge the councillor's interest in completing this. And whereas, as I said, we've got some money, I touched on this earlier, there's if the budget gets approved, there'll be $10,000 in councillor training, so there'll be an adequate budget to support the councillor to do this, if that's what we wish to do. So it's over to you.
Okay. So, the recommendation there is the fact what Mr. Lees was just speaking to.
I'll have to be a recommendation one too, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. Do I have a second?
Can I just suggest that councillors indicate their, which councillors indicate their expression of interest to attend, to participate?
What? Do I have a seconder?
Oh.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Butler. Right, I'll put that. All that in favour.
We need
Yeah, well, I've got that proof here. Right, so who have we got? Councillor Foran? Is there any other councillors interested? Councillor Bunter? Any other?
The
pencil notes. Third and final time.
Well, I think it's clear just looking at the budget. It's going forward, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. Well, we've got two.
It's coming up in the next few months, so the dates are there in the report, so we're talking, we won't be able to do the first block, but the second block will be in June and then July.
Okay, councillors, thanks very much. We'll move on to the next report on the staff picnic day. And on the 3rd of October, and once again, there's an invitation for you to attend, if you so desire.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I was wondering, looking at the $200, I think the $200 has been the same since 2016. I don't know if we need to increase that by $100 or something.
Yes.
Should it be or not?
No, how long but you how many extra staff are members of the union there?
The
$200 goes for them. Would you be in a position to throw some more on
that? I'm not really, Mr. Mayor. I don't know how many attend, but I've got a fair suspicion that being it's the Friday of the long weekend, it's probably as. Not that many.
But perhaps $200 is sufficient.
I could be mistaken if you withdraw what I said.
I think the Easter spirit is not. So you happy with that? Yes, I mean, okay, thank you. Right, so did we get a second to remove that?
Yeah.
So, Councillor Pearce, do you want to move that?
Yeah, I'll move that.
Thank you. And Councillor Briggs, would you like to second that?
I'll second that.
Thank you. I'll put that all in favour. The internal order function, charter adoption. Thanks, Councillor.
I second that. Again, it's a very heavy document, very comprehensive. There's a lot of
Pass in this governance space.
Yes, it's huge.
Okay, I'll put that, all those in favour, against carried. The place they used to call some, we're going to call it something else. It's Fidea. The home of the Fidea. You know of which I speak. This is just a project update, recommendation that the report be noted. And did you miss the date today, Ms. Johnson, or?
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. JDB are formally coming on site tomorrow to start to look at defects of the projects. The flooring went down today. All the cabinetry is in. It looks pretty amazing. And they will formally hand it over to us at the end of next week for the defects. And then we will have some additional work, like the car parking that we'll be doing internally, awaiting some furniture arrival and a few things. But not, we haven't determined a move-in date, per se.
So this one will be available after the day.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I would be suggesting that the team will probably move in mid-June.
Okay.
Time we finish the car parking.
I'll put that all in favour. Yes, carried.
Can I have a seconder, please?
Yes, Sorry.
Yes, okay. I got it.
Okay, Kooi Lodge Hostel, request for information.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I've tabled this report just for notation. I guess we'll keep the council informed of the types of requests we are now receiving. You can see from the letter attached, it's quite comprehensive. The response has been lodged with the department, and it included two zip files, which had to go in two separate emails because they were too long with all the evidence attached that they requested. Quite comprehensive.
Is this an idea of the department making some multiple requests? Well, not ad hoc, but they're making multiple requests.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, Councillor Mockler, they will now do what they call desktop audits like that, with short time frames to respond. We're working on having our responses already formulated in zip files without evidence attached so we can respond in a timely manner. So we're just, I guess, pre-empting what they will be asking for. It was interesting, this particular one was followed one from the Department of Health and Ageing, which was virtually requesting the same information but in a different format, and they were like, the requests were 3 or 4 days apart.
So have you got the resources at your disposal to respond to this sort of thing?
Through you, Ms. Mayor. It definitely takes our time away from other things, but yes, I would say from a resourcing perspective, we've got managers that are very responsive and willing to do the additional time required to get these things off to the department. But we will be reviewing some of that in the org chart will affect that.
Yeah, right.
Through you, Ms. Mayor, the MIRA system gives us the ability to calculate our care minutes based on the roster that we've inputted. It does have additional functionalities that we're not currently using that we could be using. We're working with Melissa Walsh's team and an external advisor on the correct software to help drag some of this data out when we require it.
So just to that information be noted. There's not much to do with that. Councillor Bunda, Councillor White. We'll put that all in favour. Yes, carried. Your region green space strategy. Did you
want to speak to this? Through you, Mr. Mayor, many months, culmination of many months of work, fairly comprehensive community consultation. The documents in your attachments, unless councillors have any questions or amendments before we considered it. I recommend that we put it on public exhibition and then consider any feedback we get after that period for full adoption.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question to Dale. What work is going to be involved in us decommissioning the Jack McGurr, where it is? Because it looks like we've been decommissioned.
Arboretum,
that's it.
It's through Mr. Mayor, that might require a little bit more consideration because it's the nature of the Stone Age Council. I think it might be a bit sensitive. So I think we'd probably progress with that one.
So the council owns the land?
Through you, sir, yes we do. But it was donated with conditions around that. And I think that from memory, I think the donation was around the memory of the deceased person. So I would suggest that probably progress with that one with care and caution.
Mr. McGurr,
lost two to substance syndrome.
Okay.
Yeah, they should be fine. They're coming through okay on my end.
I just didn't see the light.
Oh. Yeah. Okay,
councillors, I'll put that all in favour.
All right.
Okay, carried. The next one is the relocation of local road funding infrastructure. This is what touched on earlier. Does anybody have any further questions of Mr. Coleman?
Mr. Mayor, can I just make a comment on this report? Through you, there's been a development since the report was written, and it now appears that 4B of the RCI this probably needs to be reallocated. 4B was originally allocated to Naden Drive, and it appears that there's other funding that can offset that. So I would suggest that recommendation gets changed back. So see how it says 4A and 4B. No, change it to 4A and 4B. And the figure that would be $1,385,150, and the kilometres would change to 4 kilometres. Now, as I touched on earlier in the workshop, this is time sensitive, and if we're going to achieve this work, we really need to get cracking on this starting tomorrow. So that's it, Mr. Mayor.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I move that recommendation and suggest it's the most eminently suitable project.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. Do I have a second? Councillor Bunda. Is there no further questions of that? Put it all those in favour. Yes, carried. Okay, the over expenditure in the water fund. Detailed common affairs with the recommendation that be changed from 130,000 by change personal reserves to meet the unplanned expenditure. So I'd like to move that, Councillor Mann, Councillor Peard. If there's no questions, I'll put it all in favour.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Good. Waste and Recycling Collection Service.
Three, Mr. Mayor, I do have just a slight suggested amendment to the recommendations that are put before you there. And Bex just brought it up there on the screen there in the blue. Just to for council to consider allowing the opportunity for smaller slash potentially local contractors to tender should you choose to go that way with the recommendations.
Mm-hmm. So at the time we just extend the carbon contract. So
at the moment, Council Mann, it's up to council to consider which way what you'd like to pursue.
So we extend the current contract finishes on the 3rd of June.
2026.
And that recommendation provides for the need to formalise the contract when prior to today. So point two, explore options of extending the current domestic waste and recycling contract by agreement with the current contractor, which is through the 30th of June 2028. I'm a bit confused by that, Mr. Option.
Well, three, Mr. Mayor, what we're suggesting at this stage is that we explore that opportunity. We're not suggesting today that council actually confirm a course of action, but that be explored when we come back to you.
Three, Mr. Mayor, do you want to allow that in point two that you also explore any other option, including the use of a local contractor?
Mm-hmm.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we've already got that listed there. Mr. Mayor, what that is actually suggesting is that if we explore it and we decide to go down the path of a joint tender with the other councils, that we do, there is the option there for us and any of the other councils to actually include in there a separate tender opportunity for those who only wish to tender for the local contract for their community. So potentially, in other words, instead of ruling out everyone who wasn't prepared to deliver to the entire region, it does provide the opportunity for someone to submit for their local council's tender within that whole tender. And then an individual council may choose to go down that path rather than going with the regional option. It's just providing that opportunity to have a wider tender. Would that be right, Mrs. Hazard?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Yep, that's correct. So as a regional tender, there's typically an option that can be included. It's just a separate pricing schedule in addition to a regional price. And it can be set up as that the tendering requirements isn't for all options. It can be one or the other. It's providing that option.
Yeah. In light of the letter from Mr. Gwynne, I would like to move that motion of needle, and it'll take it into the future and we can work it out from here.
So does point number two allow for Mr. Gwynne to tender for the 2026, or does that restrict it to having that extension?
We can negotiate
from 2026. The first one's noting that the contract runs out in the 30 June 2026, and that we're going to need to have some contractual arrangements in place by 30 June next year. The second one's saying that the council explores the option to progress an extension of the current contract. So Councillor Foran would be extending the current contract with J.R. Richards. The third point is saying explores the options of a regional tender, which then includes that element that Mrs. Casey O'Neill added in there about making provisions for a local contractor to contract. And then dot point four is noting our participation in the Food and Organics Mandate Working Group. So is that clear?
So there's potential that it's not going to go to tender for the 30th of June 2026, is it?
No, what it's saying is that we're going to keep all options on the table.
Yeah.
So, and further reports will come back. So what the council is deciding here is that, okay, you're noting that there's a deadline around the waste contract. You're understanding there's an urgency around actually, you know, putting some agreements in place. But staff now need to go away and explore those options in a little more detail and bring reports back to the council before a decision of the council is made.
Okay, great. So just to really know again for a dumb local like me then, before I move the recommendation, is does the local contractor have the ability to tender or negotiate a position before, you know, to, if you were successful from 30 June
26?
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be the decision of council as to whether they want to go to, after we explore the options. When we come back to you, council may make the decision either to go to tender in 2026 as Gilgamesshire Council, or go down the other path and explore it further with the joint tender with the councils, which would come up a couple of years later.
Well, then I'll have the recommendations to make.
So then the other councils are talking about a collection contract. But you don't know when that
day's
coming. When
through
we do know, yes.
Sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor. So the regional contract group, as it currently stands, that expires 30 June 2028. So that's partly the reason around that suggested timing for the extension by agreement to allow council to explore possible opportunities to align if that was the way the council wanted to go.
So
that's right. That would mean we'd extend our contract for 2 years.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, correct? Yeah. That would take it to
And then everybody could have a crack at either the lot or part of it.
Correct. It's through you, Mr. Mayor, the options under the current contract now is by agreement because of the 3 year formal terms that's run its course. So, as the recommendation is written, the next step would be to then have that discussion if that's council's the outcome of the recommendation.
Can there be a contract of 2 years to bring the local contractor over to that 2028?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to do that, we would need to go through an open tender process or procurement process anyway to put in another contract arrangement for a 2 year period. Typically, a waste and recycling collection contract is 7 years minimum because of the lead time and the cost that is apportioned over the life of a contract.
The other question, we'd have to make a decision probably by the end of this year.
Earlier than that, to allow the time for us to put together the tender documentation, and on the other side of things, if we were going to tender, for prospective contractors to actually gear up to be able to submit a tender within the time. So realistically, that's got to be decided by council in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mr. Mayor, can I second that motion? Councillor Walker is the seconder.
So currently, this means that our local contractor would not be able to tender and for the business until 2028.
Correct. Through you, Mr. Mayor, just to clarify, so council still has the options in front of you, of which is extending the current contract with J.R. Richards to the 30th of June 2028 to therefore line up with the opportunity to be involved in a regional collaboration around waste collection. The second option is that council could go to a open tender at the end of June 2026 when the current contract with J.R. Richards finishes. And that could be a contract for whatever length of time council decides. Or the third option in there would be that we do go to tender in 2026 as the third option, just for a two-year period, which to align again with it, that we go again as a regional group in 28, noting, though, that the standard would be 7 years for a contract of this nature to allow someone to gear up and then actually be able to achieve, you know, the tender. So they're the options, and what we're saying there today is we're looking for the authority to explore the options.
Yeah, great.
There'll be a further report come back to council detailing what that investigation has found, whether there's a preferred way or the other, that'll come back to the council for a decision.
In the report, there was probably, reading through the report, there was a suggestion, I suppose, that you could go to tender as of next year with either the element in, the people will give you a price for FOGO from 1st of 30, or alternatively, you could advertise that separately.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, correct? Those options are available. If council made the decision to go to tender now for waste and recycling only, a price option could be included in the tender specification requesting that price with a deferred commencement until 1 July 2030. Noting that typically when FOGO is introduced means a service frequency change for the other services. But it is an option.
Thank you. Okay, councillors, we clear on what we're voting on now?
Yep.
I propose to put it. All those in favour, raise your right hand. Against, I declare it carried. The next report there is the one on land classification. And this is in regard to two plots we've recently acquired. And the recommendation here is that both of them become operational, or be classified as operational.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to move that way, Councillor Butler, Councillor White. No further questions? I'll put all those in favour. Yes. Carried. Companion animals, legislation and review. So the Act of 1998 has been reviewed and participate in the process. Do we have to make a submission?
No, that was from there.
Okay, thanks Councillor Mann. Second to Councillor Freed. Three questions from this panel. If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. The bushfire prone lean about 2024. And you note that the map has been certified. Well, happy to move that way, Councillor Bunda. Seconder, Councillor White. I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. Louis Gill, the gazebo for a kiosk. So this is addressing the issue that we've been looking at the old kiosk, the big one, over the sewer route that we've got. And the staff are suggesting we purchase a gazebo, which could have been used.
I'd like to move that, please.
Thank you, Councillor Peart. The seconder.
Councillor White.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was quick.
I did, very quick.
What do you think of the development? I'll put that all those in paper. Jared. The Tura Inlet Water Supply Project. Yeah, this requires a contribution of $11,250, which is just the start, I think, of our...
Mm-hmm. And through you, Mr. Mayor, the council is clear there. I think it's pretty well outlined in the report. There was all good intent and all good faith from the committee, but unfortunately the challenges around the Telstra cabling in the area are just too great to allow a volunteer group to attempt it.
Is there any surplus funds from the Tarawina maintenance date from this year?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I doubt it, but I might have to take that on those.
If there was, that we put it towards this. But if not, I'd have to move your recommendations.
You'll put a point two in there?
Have it put a point two.
That goes along the lines that the review of the Tour Arena Management expenditure fund is to be undertaken to ascertain if there's any potential for that fund to support the work at the area.
Okay, so I can read.
So $3,000 left over. The net cost would be $8,200.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going a bit quick there.
The review of the period fund be undertaken to ascertain. If the capacity exists for this fund.
And you're talking about the maintenance vote?
Yeah.
Why don't we just review that at the quarterly budget, next quarterly budget review? Just to review the funding at the March quarterly budget review.
Yeah, right. But I'll send
you
I'll put that all in favour.
Aye.
Yes. Carried. Right, reports for information notation. The balances, account balances. Our lodgements of money in the bank, outstanding matters from previous meetings, and progress on questions for the next meeting, and development applications, and the recommendation that reports be noted. I'd like to move that. Thank you, Councillor Priest, Councillor Mockler, put all in favour. Yes, carried. And the last one is the pricing of Category B correspondence. That correspondence be noted. So I'd like to move that. Councillor Bunter, Councillor White. Putting that, all those in favour. Yes, carried. Well, councillors, I know Councillor Mocker has, during the course of the meeting, raised comment in regard to quality of the reports. I'd just like to acknowledge the vast scope that's reflected here, Council's operation, and the fact that we have the staff here to address these requirements. So, Mr. Chairman, congratulations to the staff. Thank you.
Yes.
I'll pass that on, Mr. Mayor.
Declare the meeting closed.